Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Road Less Stupid by Keith J. Cunningham is a business book focused on decision quality rather than motivational rhetoric or quick fix tactics, written for entrepreneurs, business owners, and executives. It argues that many costly business failures come from avoidable errors in judgment, not from a lack of effort or intelligence. Cunningham centers the book on the idea of thinking time, a disciplined practice of stepping away from day-to-day noise in order to ask better questions, review assumptions, and reduce what he calls the dumb tax, the cost of poor decisions. The book is practical in orientation and strongly rooted in business fundamentals such as cash flow, financial literacy, role clarity, and prioritization. Instead of promising a formula for rapid growth, it encourages readers to slow down, simplify, and think more carefully about what they are doing and why. Its value lies in helping readers build a more deliberate operating style that supports better judgment and fewer expensive mistakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, thinking time as a disciplined method for better judgment. The book's central framework is thinking time, which Cunningham presents as a deliberate habit rather than an occasional reflective mood. The point is not simply to think more, but to create protected time for focused, undistracted analysis of important business questions. This matters because many business errors happen when decisions are made reactively, under pressure, or without enough context. By forcing the reader to pause and examine assumptions, thinking time improves the quality of the questions being asked before action is taken. That distinction is important. Cunningham does not treat answers as the starting point. He treats better questions as the real source of better outcomes. In practical terms, this method helps business leaders avoid rushing into commitments, distracted expansion, or emotionally driven reactions. It also creates a repeatable process for reviewing priorities and evaluating consequences. The concept is useful because it turns reflection into an operational discipline, not a vague recommendation. Secondly, the dumb tax and the cost of preventable mistakes. A defining idea in the book is the dumb tax, Cunningham's term for the money, time, and energy lost through avoidable mistakes. This idea shifts the reader's attention away from the usual obsession with finding hidden opportunities and toward the more basic challenge of not making harmful decisions. The book's logic is that many business setbacks are not mysterious or unavoidable. They result from poor thinking, weak assumptions, or failure to learn from prior errors. By naming the cost of bad decisions in concrete terms, the book makes judgment feel financially measurable rather than abstract. That is one reason the argument is compelling for business owners, who typically feel the effects of mistakes immediately in cash flow and operations. The dumb tax also creates a useful discipline of self-audit. Instead of asking only what to add, the reader is pushed to ask what repeated errors are draining resources. This reframing makes prevention a strategic advantage, not just a defensive habit. Thirdly, simplifying the business around cash flow and essential drivers. Cunningham repeatedly pushes readers to simplify business models so they can identify the few factors that truly drive results. This means stripping away unnecessary complexity, vanity projects, and distracting initiatives that look productive but do little for cash flow. The emphasis on simplicity is not about reducing ambition. It is about making the business easier to understand, manage, and control. When leaders cannot clearly explain how money is made, what drives demand, or where bottlenecks exist, they are more likely to make reactive or inconsistent decisions. The book therefore treats simplification as a decision-making tool. It helps managers focus on core levers instead of surface activity. In a business context, this can mean clarifying margins, understanding revenue sources, and identifying which actions truly influence results. That focus is valuable because complexity often disguises weakness. And ND, which Paul's and Cunningham's approach argues that a simpler business model is usually a more resilient one because it is easier to monitor, correct, and improve. Fourthly, owner versus operator thinking and the need for role clarity. Another important theme is the distinction between acting as an owner and acting as an operator. Cunningham uses this distinction to show that many entrepreneurs get trapped in daily execution and lose the strategic perspective required to guide the business. As an operator, a person may stay busy solving immediate problems, but as an owner, the focus shifts to direction, leverage, and long-term value. The book argues that confusing these roles leads to exhaustion and weak leadership because urgent tasks crowd out strategic thinking. Role clarity matters because it determines where attention and responsibility should go. A leader who understands the difference is more likely to delegate routine work, protect thinking time, and concentrate on the decisions only the owner can make. This idea also helps readers evaluate whether their current behavior matches the role they need to play. 80-20 prioritization and financial literacy. The book is strongest when it links discipline to action through tools like stop doing lists, the 80-20-20 rule, and regular financial review. These practices help readers convert insight into operating changes. A stop doing list is especially useful because it recognizes that improvement often comes from removing low-value work, not adding more tasks. The 80-20 principle reinforces this by directing attention to the small number of activities that create most of the value. Cunningham also stresses the importance of understanding financial statements, including profit and loss, balance sheet, and cash flow. That emphasis matters because leaders who do not know their numbers are unable to judge whether their choices are helping or hurting the business. Together, these tools create a practical system to reduce noise, focus on high-return work, and verify decisions through financial data. The result is a more accountable operating style that is based on evidence rather than intuition alone. In conclusion, the Road Less Stupid is best suited for business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives who want a practical guide to making fewer costly mistakes. It is especially useful for readers who already understand that working harder is not enough, but who need a stronger framework for disciplined thinking, prioritization, and financial judgment. The book offers value on two levels. Intellectually, it challenges the common belief that growth comes mainly from action and hustle. Practically, it gives readers tools such as thinking time, stop doing lists, and role clarity that can be applied directly to daily decision-making. What makes it stand out in the business genre is its refusal to romanticize entrepreneurship. Instead of offering inspiration or broad success principles, it focuses on the mechanics of better judgment and the real cost of bad decisions. That makes it more grounded than many business books that emphasize vision without operational discipline. Readers looking for a no-nonsense guide to clearer thinking, simpler execution, and better control of business outcomes will find this book especially relevant. If you would like to support Keith J. Cunningham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.